Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Possible.
The Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, Pavestone, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on this fine summer weekend? If it's really, really hot, you can take the day off. But if it's not and you want to take on a project and you don't know how to start, maybe you did start and you got stuck, maybe you don't know what products to use, whether you can do the project yourself. That's what we talk about here on the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. So we would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your questions, your comments about all things home improvement, home remodeling, and home repair. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your question right on the website, and it'll come right to us for a very quick response. Coming up on today's show, are you looking for a way to cut down on those skyrocketing energy bills this summer? Well, we're going to share a cool tip about the benefits of window films that can actually lower your cooling costs, protect your furnishings, and enhance your home's energy efficiency.
And August is National Curb Appeal Month. And don't worry, Tom, your card is in the mail, so you should have received it by now. If not, I'll get you in there. But truly, it's a great month to make the exterior of your home look amazingly beautiful and refreshed, whether you're selling your house or whether you're staying put for a long time. So we're going to share some DIY options to spruce up the sidewalks, the patios, the steps, all those great spots.
And when you guys were kids, did you like Leslie and I, enjoy building blocks? I mean, you can have that same creativity that you enjoyed as a kid, but in a much bigger and better way as an adult when you build an outdoor kitchen using some special blocks that you just have to stack together. You don't have to be a mason. You don't have to cut them. You just have to stack them just like you did as a kid. We'll explain how the system works just ahead.
Yeah, and those don't hurt nearly as much as it does when you step on a Lego in the middle of the night.
Unless you drop them on your foot, but that's kind of hard to do.
Different way. Different. But first, guys, we want to know what you want to know. So what are you working on? Because our focus is helping you. So let us know what kind of projects you've got on the horizon or ones you're kind of already knee-deep in. Whatever it is, let us lend you a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Ellie in Wisconsin's on the line and just got a new place. Congratulations. And you're looking to put up some wall shelves, do some decorating, and show some things off. How can we help?
I have a new home that is actually brand new to flip everything inside. I would like to put up wall shelving. I desperately need wall shelving in the bathrooms, I think, because I don't know where else products would go. And I have no idea where to first to begin.
Well, bathrooms are a great place to start your how-to project, Ellie. You know, I give you a lot of credit for going out there and buying a few tools to get yourself started with. In terms of these shelves, you know, if it's a small shelf, like for knickknacks and things of this nature, you don't really have to attach it to the studs, which makes the project a lot easier. There's a whole bunch of different types of wall anchors that are out there that basically will hold just fine in that drywall. If it's even a little bit heavy, you can use something called a toggle bolt, or there's a cool little connector that's called a monkey hook. It's like a piece of wire that goes into the drywall and beds up behind the wall, and those things can handle up to 50 pounds. So I wouldn't get too worried about having to go over the top with some heavy-duty shelves and drilling through the walls, because aside from finding the studs, you also want to make sure you're not finding, like, your plumbing pipes with that drill and causing a leak, which would be a big mess.
Yeah, Ellie, you really just need a light-duty drill driver. That's going to help you with a ton of projects around this new house. And for shelving, make sure you pick something stylish. You can go for some that are more shallow, more of like a leaner ledge. If you just want to put some artwork or some pictures on it, you can go for ones that are more deep. Maybe you want to put cookbooks or, you know, some bathroom products on it, depending on where you're putting the shelf. But make sure that you properly anchor it for the weight that you plan to put on it. And it's always good to put more weight anchors than you might actually put on the shelf, because it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, but if it's light duty, you don't have to go ahead and worry about connecting it to the studs. You'll be able to hang it right from the drywall with using the types of connectors that we talked about.
James in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, my daughter, I got a house that I gave to her that was my father's old home. So she was cleaning the They're doing some remodeling to it and had wallpaper on this wall, so they tore it all off. And then had newspaper on it from 1941.
Wow.
And they had a whole bunch of stuff about FDR and before World War II.
Oh, that's amazing.
Took all that down, and then the wall is made up of boards that are 12 inches wide, 8 feet tall. It's an inch and a half thick. Started looking at it, and it's all American chestnut.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
So she wants to just cover it back up. I said, no
Oh,
way.
No.
I said, if you don't want to,
so
take it
classy
out.
To them,
so the other
day
we get quite a bit of money for it.
You're suggesting this, you remove them, or do you want to use those as the final ones?
Well, she thought about that, but then she said, well, I'm just going to paint it because it doesn't match what I got. And I said, no. And I'm trying to talk her out of this very seriously, because I said, you know, they don't make that stuff anymore.
Yeah, no, they don't. That's really a very rare find, and I think if you were to sand it and refinish it, you'd have a really lovely wall surface. And even if the color wasn't quite right, I'd rather see you stain it to bring the color closer to what she wants it to be and still have all of that character. Leslie, what do you think?
I mean, it's always so rare to find such beautiful wood in good condition, and I think there's some ways to enhance it, enjoy it, and make it sort of go along with the rest of the decor, whether it's changing the stain slightly on it, adding just sort of a clear coat to just really bring out that graining. You know, I wouldn't be afraid of it, and I'm not afraid to mix different types of woods as well, and then different types of wall features. Of course, you know, you can still hang your art. You can still hang, you know, pieces of fabric or woven items. There's different ways to make it work, and I would hope that she would embrace that.
Looking at it, you know, these boards are an inch and a half thick. They're not, I said, you know, you could take that thing down and probably have them sawed up even greater and have a lot more wood to work with.
Or just have them planed. You know, you could have them planed and smoothed out. If they come out easy enough, that might be an option. I'd consider that, because obviously sanding them when they're vertical is a lot of hard work. But you could take them to a mill and have them planed so that they would basically take just an eighth inch off the surface and you'd have a perfectly clean new American chestnut surface to work with after that.
Okay, well, I'll just, like I said, I don't know what the stuff is worth, but I've been told it's very valuable.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, you could sell the material, but I think the most value is in this beautiful home that you've given your daughter, and I think it could, it really speaks to the age and the character of the building. So I agree with you. I try to talk her out of it.
All right, well, I thought, I was listening to y'all the other week, and I said, man, I'm going to ask you people what y'all think. Yeah, so I guess I'll try to work on her some more.
All right. Well, we're glad you reached out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. This hour, we're going to talk about window films. You know, they're a smart and cost-effective solution to keeping your home cool and comfortable. So up next, we're going to share how they block heat, reduce glare, and protect against UV damage, all while maintaining your view.
Money Pit. Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at FluidMaster.com. That's FluidMaster.com.
Hide ugly concrete surfaces with Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kits. And this summer, get a $99 deal on kits that cover up to 250 square feet of garage, basement, or warehouse space. The kits include vinyl flakes that you add to the impact-resistant tan or gray glossy surface to create a slip-resistant floor. Get the $99 Die Hard Max kit with free shipping from Lowe's.com or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you enjoy getting tips and tricks right here on the radio, well, then we want you to join us on the Money Pit podcast.
Catch up on past episodes or hear the latest, and it's all 100% free. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
Valerie in Arkansas is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
I have some ceramic tiles on the floor that have cracked, and it's just a hairline crack, but I was wondering if there was a way to repair those or if they have to be completely replaced.
You cannot repair a cracked ceramic tile. Once cracked, it will always be cracked. The question is, can you pop the cracked tile out and replace it? Are additional tiles of the same make available? That could require some research, but if you can't find the exact same tiles, you may have some other options. You could try to replace it with a complementary tile, one that may actually be at the core piece, you know, and kind of stand out on purpose. Or you could look for an area where you have tile that maybe went into a closet or something like that and try to remove that and use that to replace the cracked tile. That's kind of an extreme example of it. But at the least you need to do is to figure out why it cracked, though. And usually that has to do with the floor system and that perhaps it wasn't properly installed to begin with. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I was afraid you were going to answer it that way, though.
Leslie, what are some places Valerie might look for if she was thinking about finding matching tile for an older floor?
It's challenging to find a tile once, especially, it's been discontinued. And also, if you are new to the house and it's an old tile and you just don't know where it is. So say you've got a box. If you're lucky enough to have a box that has something with a manufacturer on it, you can at least reach out to the manufacturer and see. Or maybe you've got, you know, one or two new tiles kicking around. There are a few manufacturers across the United States that you can actually send that tile to, and they'll actually make it for you if they have that glaze in their stock. A couple of them that do that are North Prairie Tile Works there in Minneapolis. But that's going to be a bit on the pricier side. It's going to run around $30 per square foot. So it really depends on how important it is to actually have this tile and to match it. You know, it's tricky. If you can try a couple of architectural salvage yards, maybe you can find something that works. But I do like the idea of popping out a couple of things here and there to sort of make a purposeful pattern and add a detail in that wasn't there before. I think it's a cost-effective way to sort of, you know, keep the integrity of the tile you love, but make it new without spending a ton of bucks.
Okay. All right. I'll try that then.
Well, as temperatures rise, a lot of homeowners struggle to manage cooling costs, and window films are one good way to do just that, especially in climates with long cooling seasons like in the South. They're a very smart, cost-effective way to keep your home cool and comfortable.
Yeah, you know, these films are applied directly to the glass surface where they block solar heat gain, they reduce glare, and they protect against ultraviolet UV exposure. But they're also ideal for maintaining your view while preventing that solar heat gain that can drive up your cooling costs. Plus, these films can protect your furniture, your artwork, even the carpeting from fading due to UV exposure, which does happen.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize that, but that's why your furniture fades. It's because of the UV exposure that comes through the windows.
Even the floor.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So to find the best film for your windows, the National Fenestrating Rating Council, that's the NFRC, rates window films, and they provide each window a film energy performance label. This is kind of like we've talked about these guys before when it comes to window glass. It's an independent agency that rates the energy efficiency of the glass. So you can use these labels just like you would with a window to compare the films and choose the best option for your home because it can be confusing.
Yeah, and if you want to stay cool and save on those energy costs, window films are definitely worth considering. If you want some more information, visit the Efficient Window Coverings Collaborative at efficientwindowcoverings.org. The site is supported by the Department of Energy and is going to have all of the details that you need to choose the right window film for your home. Bob in Wisconsin's on the line with a question about adding a patio. How can we help?
Yes, I have a 16-by-20-foot patio, runs the 20-foot length of the house, and what we're thinking about is putting an enclosure on it, but the roof line runs along the patio so that it's sloped down towards the patio. So the deck, I should say, is on the outside, of course, and we're thinking about enclosing the deck. Is there some way we could enclose that without cutting into the existing roof of the house?
Why are you hesitant to want to not cut into the roof of the house? Because if you think about it, roofs are always naturally intersecting, and if it's done right, it can be done in a very permanent way so it will not become a leak problem.
Okay. The roof line where it comes down to the deck would be about 8 feet. So I would imagine to go out the 16-foot length, we'd have to probably raise that up about how far?
Well, let's just say you wanted to get a 312 pitch. So, yeah, it's going to have to come up quite a bit. But the other option is to go with a very low-slope roof and use a roofing material that's designed for that. So if you were to use like a rubber roof, and that's a heat-sealed roof that goes down that can be perfect, almost flat. This is not going to be flat. It's going to be low slope. And if that is intersected correctly with the existing roof, you may be able to maintain that ceiling height.
Okay, understand. Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't think there's any easy way to do it. One other question, if I might. We have a patio area that has concrete on it now, and it's 4 feet by 20 feet, and we'd like to put tile on it. It's outside, though. It is covered by a roof area, but it is an outside area. Is there a way to do that without running into problems?
Well, the adhesive that you use has to be rated for, you know, have the temperature climate that you're in. My concern would be living in Wisconsin that that tile, even though it's covered, is going to get wet and it's going to freeze and it's going to pop off. So rather than use tile, you might be better off with a paver brick that is more durable in an environment like that. The tile, I'm just concerned, is not going to last.
Yeah, that was my concern, too, with the freezing and expansion and contraction. So, yeah. Okay, well, that was my two questions, and thank you so much. We enjoy listening to your show.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the call, and good luck with that project.
Now we've got Peg from Rhode Island on the line with a question about a fiberglass shower insert. Let me guess, the tiles are like pink or green or something really dated.
Definitely green, yes, lime green. So right now I have a whole under the sea thing going on in there to try to accommodate that.
Holy moly. Well, you know, generally you're doing the right thing there when you try to decorate around the color scheme or make something
right
of it. But I get it. That color can become tiresome rather quickly. So short of retiling your bath, there are a couple of things you can do. You do have the option to paint tile, which it never lasts, in my opinion. It's something that's sort of just a temporary placeholder until you can actually redo that bath. But there are shower inserts that sort of surround the existing tile and can create a whole new bath and shower surround in, you know, a day.
Right. Actually, it's a fiberglass insert. It's not tile. It's a fiberglass insert that would need to be cut out. We actually did have one of those companies come out to put an insert, but because it's a fiberglass all one piece from probably 72 or 73, the
right
entire thing would have to be cut out. So mainly want to find, is that like refinishing spray worth the effort or cut it out and get rid of it?
So you're asking, can you re-glaze, so to speak, the fiberglass shower stall that you have right now? Or
right.
Okay.
Right. You see these companies for these resurfacing
right
sprays, whether or
right
not it's something it's even worth doing ourselves or hiring a professional, mm-hmm, or get the saw and go to town.
Yeah, I hear you. I think that you're probably not going to be totally happy with that, because once that fiberglass surface starts to wear, unless it's made in the factory like it was the first time, it's never going to be as nice as it used to be.
Okay.
It's a pretty
okay
labor-intensive project as well. So I think if you do want to tear it out and do something else, you'd probably be better off doing that. I know it's a big
okay
job. It's a complete restoration. But, you know, there's just no shortcuts when you want to do something that's going to last you for the next, you know, 20, 30, 40 years.
Right. I don't mind the green shower myself. It's my husband minds it more than I do. With my beautiful tropical shower curtain, it looks great. White sink, white toilet. We're good,
but,
you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, like Leslie said, you can decorate around it, too. There's always
that's what we've done. That's definitely what we've done. All right, so that was the main thing. Was it worth it to refinish it? And probably not.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, August is National Curb Appeal Month, and whether you're selling your home or you're planning to stay in yours for a long time, tackling a few key home improvement projects can add beauty and value to your home's exterior. We're going to share DIY options to spruce up those sidewalks, patios, and steps next on the Money Pit.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
We talk a lot about the smart home and smart home devices. And from Google to Samsung to Apple, many of those devices operate in a separate ecosystem. That is, until now. Introducing Matter. Zane Jaffer from Best Buy is an expert on smart home tech.
Matter is actually a new way for smart home products to work together in the home. So this standard isn't a platform, a gadget, or an app. It's essentially a universal language for smart home devices to talk to each other. And it's actually a language that allows the devices to be set up a lot easier. They're more widely compatible. So Matter was designed to be vendor neutral and promote a much larger, broader ecosystem of compatible devices.
More on Matter tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I want the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Yes.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, August is National Curb Appeal Month, and whether you are selling your home or you're living in it for a long time, tackling a few key home improvement projects can add beauty and definitely value to your home's exterior. And one area that we've been focused on are our concrete surfaces. For example, porches, walkways, pool surrounds, they're hard to clean, and then they can often end up looking dirty and worn.
Well, that's right. The services like these are actually easy to update with the wide selection of products available through Deich Coatings. With us to run through the options is Peter Deich, the president, and I call him the chief innovator at Deich Coatings. Welcome, Peter. I think innovator is the right word. I mean, it totally comes to mind when I consider that your company's been specializing in stone-based coatings since, like, I think 1990. And you guys have developed dozens of low VOC, non-toxic stone-based coating formulas that work and work really well. I think you were way ahead of the curve on that. I mean, we weren't even talking about low VOC way back then.
I think stone is the main part of it. We like the naturalness of stone and the hardness. And really, I mean, if you've got an exterior surface area that you want to make safer and just make, you know, look good and timeless, what better thing than actually using stone rather than simply painting?
Well, I think a lot of people get confused or get nervous and think that working with stone is a far more complicated project than it actually is, so they just don't.
You're right. And actually, the way this works is we've taken the stone, but we've worked it into a formulation that is easy to apply with either a roller, for instance, which will give you a very characteristic, very attractive stone surface that also has very good anti-slip characteristics. Or also something like Spread Rock, which is a great product that we have, extremely popular, which is a granulated speckled granite finish that you actually put on with a squeegee from a standing position or with a trowel if you are comfortable using a trowel. But, you know, we believe in completely resurfacing what's there instead of just painting it. And that way you literally have a whole new substrate that you can walk on for years. And that's just going to look like $1 million in front of your home.
Now, Spread Rock is unique in that it's a granite coating, but it doesn't behave like the granite we're familiar with. And I'm talking about countertops. You use a granite countertop these days, and, man, it gets stained pretty darn quickly from tomato sauce or coffee or oil or whatever.
Yep.
But these coatings, that just doesn't happen to them. They're really, really durable. They look just like the real thing because they are the real thing. They're just engineered to be water-resistant and impact-resistant and weather-resistant and so on. Right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. And I mean, you know, regardless of where you live, whether it's, you know, in the south where you've got a lot of UV that hammers away at surfaces, or especially even in the north portion of the country, you've got salt, you've got snow. You need to clear away that snow. That means shoveling. That means using, you know, snow blowers and whatnot. The whole idea here is it has to live with you. It needs to survive. It needs to be there for a lot of years. And that's the beauty of stone. It's tough, and it stands up, and it looks timeless. And if it's something that you can do easily as a do-it-yourselfer or a professional, you know, that's really the ticket. And that's why Spread Rock is so popular. It's beautiful looking, and it's surprisingly easy to put down.
Now, what if you have areas outside the home? I know we've been talking about, you know, pool surrounds. These areas tend to have a lot of water. They can be more slick. Are there additives, or do the coatings already have an anti-slip technology built into it?
They do, but depending on the kind of finish that you are applying, you would then, you know, generally all of our finishes, you're going to finish them off with a sealer of some kind. And we have sealers for different uses. Like we have a sealer that you would use in your garage if you want a nice stone floor in your garage. We have a garage and driveway sealer. If you're doing outdoors around a pool surround or on a walkway or a porch and steps where you don't want to slip and fall, we've got something called TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, which pairs beautifully with Spread Rock. And you just roll that down, and it adds very, very good slip resistance. So you get the beauty of the stone, but you also get something that's going to keep out the water, that's not going to stain, and that's going to give you some additional slip resistance to keep you and your family safe.
Peter, let's talk about the prep, because I know that's really key to doing a good job with these products. What's involved in getting a surface ready for Spread Rock or one of your other stone-based finishes?
Mostly, it's pressure washing. If you do only one thing, one of the most important things really that you do is pressure wash. That means, you know, effectively blasting the dirt out of the pores of that concrete so that when you apply the stone coating over top, it's going to anchor in. It's going to lock in, and it's going to stay there, and it's going to stay there for years. So pressure wash, number one, make sure the surface is clean. Number two, if there's a lot of pitting, let's say you have a garage floor and you want to redo your floor, you don't want to have a lot of indentations or pitting in that surface that might be able to transmit through the final decorative finish that you apply. So you may want to use something called rock patch that we have, which is a premixed stone patch and leveling compound that's ready to go, and you just spread it on. It fills those holes. It's super hard. There's no cement required, no mixing required. You make that floor nice and smooth, and then you apply whatever you want on top. And it also helps to ensure that the decorative coating you apply is just going to go further, because now you're not filling holes and texture. You're putting it over a smooth surface. And I tell you, the transformation is just out of this world. And it's really very easy to do. And the whole idea is, this needs to be something that anyone can do with basically almost no skill at all. It's simple, and you just roll it on or you spread it on, and it dries really quick. And before you know it, you've got a completely different surface, and it's going to last.
And Spread Rock Granite Stone Coating is available in 7 different colors. It resists water. It resists impact. It's weather-resistant, abrasion-resistant. It stands up to mold and mildew and chemicals and even heat. And it's made, again, of 100% real stone, thanks to the innovation of the team at Deich Coatings. Peter Deich, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Congratulations on your continued success as an innovator of granite and stone-based coatings for all sorts of surfaces. As you know, Peter, we're friends off the air, and you recently helped me tackle a countertop in a home that we were renovating with the Marble Dream product, and it just got done. It looks amazing, and we're just so thankful to have those products to use.
It's our pleasure, and we had the maestro doing it, you know. I mean, you know what you're doing, but the beauty is you don't need to be a Tom Kreutler. You can be just a regular DIYer, and you're going to get a great result. But I thank you very much for the compliment. Truly appreciate it, and I'm so glad you're happy.
Peter Deich from Deich Coatings. The website, by the way, is deichcoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. Check it out. Look at all of Peter's amazing products. I'm sure there are some products there that you could use around your home, especially as we enter National Curb Appeal Month. Thanks, Peter.
Coming up, did you love playing with building blocks as a kid? Well, now you can use that same creativity to build a wide array of outdoor features, including an outdoor kitchen. We're going to explain when the Money Pit returns.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO.
Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking out a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, reach out now with all of your questions to moneypit.com/ask, or you can listen and learn from the solutions that we deliver to all of you DIYers out there in every episode of the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
So here's a pretty common home improvement problem. Your toilet starts to run and run and run, and then it even flushes all by itself, which is kind of freaky.
Oh, those ghost flushes are fun.
Oh, yeah. It really scares you, especially when it's really quiet at night and then somebody seems to be flushing the toilet, except that there's nobody in the bathrooms.
Even ghosts have to pee, Tom.
Yeah, I guess so. But the reason that happens is that the flush valve is worn and leaking. So enter with a solution, the folks at Fluid Master. They've got this new flush valve called the new Super Flapper, and they've given us 3 to give away to one lucky caller, so you can pretty much update all of the flappers in your house. Now, these are designed to stop the noisy running toilets from wasting water and flushing all your cash down the drain. The Super Flapper fits both 2-inch and 3-inch toilet flush valves, so one valve fits almost every toilet imaginable, and it includes a cool new water adjustment feature that allows you to customize the water levels in your tank so you can maximize your flush and save water. Easy to put together. It retails for $14.98. We've got 3 going out to one lucky caller, so make that you. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can check it out at Home Depot, again, for $14.98.
Well, did you love playing with building blocks as a kid? You know, we'd stack them up with no limits to our imagination. And that's the idea behind Rumblestone wall blocks. Now, Rumblestone is the adult version of building blocks, and these rustic-looking stones come in project kits that make it easy, fast, and affordable for homeowners and contractors to build those outdoor features.
Yep, they're perfect for creating outdoor kitchens and fire pits and grill surrounds. You can build planters, you can build benches, and a lot of other configurations. Assembly is a breeze because whether you're using a kit or you're customizing your project, the Rumblestone blocks just stack together, just like building blocks. You just follow a predetermined pattern to build the most popular outdoor features, and the design makes construction really easy, even for a beginner.
Yeah, and just like those building blocks from our childhood, they offer endless creativity. You can mix and match different sizes and shapes to customize your space exactly how you want it, and they can even be used for traditional paver projects like patios, walls, and landscape borders.
Rumblestone wall blocks provide both strength and aesthetic appeal, ensuring your projects stand the test of time. To find a Pavestone retailer near you, visit pavestone.com.
All right, now we're heading out to Kansas, where Tom has a question about decking. What can we do for you today?
Yes, we bought a place at the lake, and the deck, it's a wooden deck, and we're going to seal it. What's the best way to seal it and prep the wood for that?
Okay, so is the wood in pretty good structural condition? Is it are there a lot of checks and cracks in it now? Did it have an old finish on it?
I believe it was sealed before, but I believe it's been a while. The flooring of it at the one end, we have a tin roof on the top, but it does drip on it out at the end, and it's not rotted or nothing, but you can see there's a little bit of mold, green stuff, you know, from the water.
Okay. Well, you've got to clean it thoroughly, and you've got to remove any loose finish. And if you can wire brush it or sand it just to kind of get the dead wood off the surface of it, sometimes you get a little degradation at the surface of the wood. That would be helpful as well. And that's really all you got to do to prep it. And at that point, you're going to have to determine what you want to put on it. Now, you say sealing, but I would recommend a stain. Stain, there's two different levels of that. There's semi-transparent and solid color. It's also transparent, but I think semi-transparent or solid color are your options. And I would opt for solid color always because it has more pigment in it and it lasts longer. And if you put the solid color stain on it, that has the effect of sealing and protecting the deck if you use a good quality stain. And it's still going to let the grain show through. So prep it properly, follow the label directions, and then apply a solid color stain. Now, it's not paint. It is stain, but it's called solid color stain. If you have any questions about what it's going to look like, then just start in perhaps on a step or somewhere that's, small area where it's not very visible so you can get confidence in it. But I think you'll like the way it'll come out.
Okay. Well, that was my question. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to talk about redecorating a kid's room. They're super fun projects. It really is a great creative adventure for you and your kid. We're going to share three things that can help make your project a success next.
You live in a money pit.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Goldleaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Goldleaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Goldleaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Goldleaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4555. 5566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions about your projects at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. And by the way, if you've got a lot of home repairs or home maintenance to do, I would love to recommend my new book, which just came out from the Dummies folks. It's called Home Maintenance for Dummies. And you don't have to be a dummy to get this book. It's like an encyclopedia for looking up all the most common home maintenance chores to do around the house. You're going to save lots and lots of money. Amazon has it ranked the number one new release in home repair, so pretty proud of that, and wrote it with all of you in mind. You can find it at moneypit.com/dummies.
David in Florida wrote into Team Money Pit saying, I have an old porcelain toilet in my home. The bowl is starting to get stained, and I'd like to know how to make it look clean again instead of just replacing it.
Okay, yeah, so that's a typical challenge with those old toilets because they really do catch a lot of stains, and they build up over the years. I have found the best way to clear those stains is with CLR. That is a calcium, lime, and rust remover product. It's a great way to clean away all those sorts of deposits as well as the scale and rust from your toilet, but you have to know how to use it. First of all, you want to turn off the water supply to the toilet, David, then flush the water from the bowl and put about a cup of CLR into the bowl. Wait a couple of minutes and then scrub the bowl with a toilet brush for a couple more minutes until that soil is loosened. If it's a real tough stain, you can use a pumice stone. Just wet the pumice stone and gently rub it on the stained area. Then you'll turn the water supply back on and flush, and it should be clean once again. Now, if you've got rust stains above the water line, you can apply the CLR directly to the stains right below the rim and then scrub with a brush from there. Wait a couple of minutes and then again flush the toilet. This should do it. Your toilet will be cleaner than it's been in years.
All right. Good luck with that, David.
Well, whether you're creating a kid's room for a new arrival or you're updating a space for kids who insist that they're not little anymore, working on a child's room can be a fun, creative adventure. Leslie has three things that can help make sure your project is a success in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, whether you're creating a kid's room for a new arrival or perhaps you're updating a space for a kid who insists that they're just not little anymore, working on your child's room can be fun, it can be a creative adventure. So here's some things that can help you make sure that this project is a success. First of all, the trick is to go in knowing the parameters of what you can spend, the smarts of material selection, and how you can make that space safe, healthy, and adaptable as your child designer grows. Now, believe it or not, it's possible to combine coolness and practicality, safety and organization for a room that both you and your child are going to love. Next, you want to think through how many kids are using the space now and how many in the near future, you know, like the next 2 to 5 years. And what are those kids' present ages and what age landmarks are they going to be hitting in the next few years? Like, are they a baby to preschooler, grade schooler to tween, tween to teen? Because that's going to determine what things you need in the space to make it usable and sustainable, durable, lastable, because you want it to grow with these kids. And finally, what activities need to be accommodated here? Obviously, sleep and homework. Those are two necessary but sometimes hated necessities. Play, arts and crafts, sporting goods storage, all of that needs to be considered, as well as what you feel comfortable allowing in the kid zone versus the family zone. So think through these ideas with your kids. Maybe include them in the decisions because that can help make sure the room works very well for your child and the entire family. I always let my kids come in with their ideas, how they want to use the space, what colors, what types of furnishing, and we together come to the process of the design. If you want some more tips, check out Create a Kids Room That Will Grow with Your Child on MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you're buying a new home, you're going to have lots of options to choose from. But many of these don't really have to be done when the house is built. We're going to look at which upgrades make sense to buy from the builder and which you can get done later on your own and save a lot of expense in the process on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Angelini. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A bus crash in Mississippi has taken the lives of at least seven people.
The NTSB says the crash was caused by tire failure. Warren County Sheriff Martin Pace spoke with WLBT-TV.
It's terrible. Anytime you have anybody injured or killed, it's a horrible accident. But when you have multiple fatalities and multiple injuries, it just compounds the tragedy.
The coroner said the siblings were identified by their mother. Mississippi Highway Patrol says the bus was traveling west when it left the highway near Bovina in Warren County and flipped over. No other vehicles were involved. I'm Julie Walker.
A man will face charges after storming into a press rally at a Trump rally on Friday.
As Trump watched the arrest happen, he said,
"Is there anywhere that more fun to be than a Trump rally?"
The man who stormed into the press area was eventually subdued with a taser. The incident came moments after Trump had criticized major media outlets for what he said was unfavorable coverage and after he had dismissed CNN as fawning for its recent interview with Democrat Kamala Harris. The man's motives aren't immediately clear. Johnstown police say he'll be formally charged next week with misdemeanor offenses. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Also at townhall.com, a combat-decorated Green Beret now serving in Congress as a victory for Harris in November would cause serious harm to the U.S. military.
Representative Michael Waltz says if there's any doubt, just look at what's happened to the military over the past 4 years.
Recruiting crisis, readiness crisis, morale crisis.
And Waltz says there's been a serious crisis when it comes to military equipment.
When only 29% of our most advanced fighter, the Joint Strike Fighter, is actually working to its full capacity, that's a huge, huge problem.
Something Waltz tells the Salem Radio Network is sure to put future service members in harm's way. Bob Agner reporting.
Hi, this is Eric, the CEO of Ultimate Tax Group. With my two decades of experience, I have helped thousands of hardworking American taxpayers like yourself. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state or have any unfiled tax returns, personal or business, never give up. My team and I want to help you take your freedom back today. Call Ultimate Tax Group at 888-505-1099. Speak with me, Eric, or one of my associates. My team has over 75 years of experience in understanding the tax laws and tax resolution programs. We will dissect your case and map out a successful strategy. You have rights as a taxpayer. We can stop any aggressive actions. We care and fight for our clients. Call Ultimate Tax Group at 888-505-1099, 888-505-1099.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports there appears to have been a slight increase in illegal border crossing arrests during the month of August.
Already in August, there are about 56,000 arrests again. And sources in Customs and Border Protection say they expect the final tally for the month will be about 58,000. Candidate Kamala Harris is taking a lot of heat from the GOP over immigration. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Japan is a nation so hardworking, its language has a term for literally working oneself to death. Now the government's trying to address a worrisome labor shortage by coaxing more people and companies to adopt four-day work weeks. The Japanese government first expressed support for a shorter working week in 2021. The concept has been slow, however, to catch on. Hoping to produce more takers, especially among small and medium businesses, the government launched a work-style reform campaign that promotes shorter hours. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Native Americans are in a key battle over uranium mining.
The Navajo Nation has approved emergency legislation meant to strengthen a tribal law regulating transportation of radioactive material across the largest Native American reservation. The move is in response to the revival of a uranium mining operation just south of the Grand Canyon that has drawn criticism from Native American tribes in the region. Navajo President Boone Negrin has signed the legislation calling for earlier notification of shipments. Jason Walker reporting.
Young girls are buying up anti-aging products they see promoted on social media with harmful effects for their skin and their mental health. Girls as young as 8 are turning up at dermatologists' offices with rashes, chemical burns, and other allergic reactions to products not intended for children's sensitive skin. You'll find more on these stories and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and Fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation. Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Hi, this is Leanne Womack. I fell in love with country music as a child listening to my dad spin records at a radio station. I always dreamed of hearing my own songs on the radio. I set a goal and achieved it. You can do anything if you set your mind to it. Never let anyone tell you it's impossible. So if you have the chance to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
With Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam. After his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, Pavestone, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on this fine summer weekend? If it's really, really hot, you can take the day off. But if it's not and you want to take on a project and you don't know how to start, maybe you did start and you got stuck, maybe you don't know what products to use, whether you can do the project yourself. That's what we talk about here on the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. So we would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your questions, your comments about all things home improvement, home remodeling, and home repair. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-6666. 3974, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your question right on the website, and it'll come right to us for a very quick response. Coming up on today's show, are you looking for a way to cut down on those skyrocketing energy bills this summer? Well, we're going to share a cool tip about the benefits of window films that can actually lower your cooling costs, protect your furnishings, and enhance your home's energy efficiency.
And August is National Curb Appeal Month. And don't worry, Tom, your card is in the mail, so you should have received it by now. If not, I'll get you into it. But truly, it's a great month to make the exterior of your home look amazingly beautiful and refreshed, whether you're selling your house or whether you're staying put for a long time. So we're going to share some DIY options to spruce up the sidewalks, the patios, the steps, all those great spots.
And when you guys were kids, did you like Leslie and I, enjoy building blocks? I mean, you can have that same creativity that you enjoyed as a kid, but in a much bigger and better way as an adult when you build an outdoor kitchen using some special blocks that you just have to stack together. You don't have to be a mason. You don't have to cut them. You just have to stack them just like you did as a kid. We'll explain how the system works just ahead.
Yeah, and those don't hurt nearly as much as it does when you step on a Lego in the middle of the night.
Unless you drop them on your foot, but that's kind of hard to do.
Different way. Different. But first, guys, we want to know what you want to know. So what are you working on? Because our focus is helping you. So let us know what kind of projects you've got on the horizon or ones you're kind of already knee-deep in. Whatever it is, let us lend you a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Ellie in Wisconsin's on the line and just got a new place. Congratulations. And you're looking to put up some wall shelves, do some decorating, and show some things off. How can we help?
I have a new home that is actually brand new to flip everything inside. I would like to put up wall shelving. I desperately need wall shelving in the bathrooms, I think, because I don't know where else products would go. And I have no idea where to first to begin.
Well, bathrooms are a great place to start your how-to project, Ellie. I give you a lot of credit for going out there and buying a few tools to get yourself started with. In terms of these shelves, you know, if it's a small shelf, like for knickknacks and things of this nature, you don't really have to attach it to the studs, which makes the project a lot easier. There's a whole bunch of different types of wall anchors that are out there that basically will hold just fine in that drywall. If it's even a little bit heavy, you can use something called a toggle bolt, or there's a cool little connector that's called a monkey hook. It's like a piece of wire that goes into the drywall and deads up behind the wall. And those things can handle up to 50 pounds. So I wouldn't get too worried about having to go over the top with some heavy-duty shelves and drilling through the walls. Because aside from finding the studs, you also want to make sure you're not finding, like, your plumbing pipes with that drill and causing a leak, which would be a big mess.
Yeah, Ellie, you really just need a light-duty drill driver. That's going to help you with a ton of projects around this new house. And for shelving, make sure you pick something stylish. You can go for some that are more shallow, more of like a leaner ledge if you just want to put some artwork or some pictures on it. You can go for ones that are more deep. Maybe you want to put cookbooks or, you know, some bathroom products on it, depending on where you're putting the shelf. But make sure that you properly anchor it for the weight that you plan to put on it. And it's always good to put more weight anchors than you might actually put on the shelf, because it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, but if it's light duty, you don't have to go ahead and worry about connecting it to the studs. You'll be able to hang it right from the drywall with using the types of connectors that we talked about.
James in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, my daughter, I got a house that I gave to her that was my father's old home. So she was cleaning the They're doing some remodeling to it, and had wallpaper on this wall, so they tore it all off, and then had newspaper on it from 1941.
Wow.
and a whole bunch of stuff about FDR and before World War II.
Oh, that's amazing.
Took all that down, and then the wall is made up of boards that are 12 inches wide, 8 feet tall. It's an inch and a half thick. Started looking at it, and it's all American chestnut.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
So she wants to just cover it back up. I said, no
Oh,
way.
No.
I said, if you don't want it,
so
take it
classy
out.
Today,
so
you'll
be able to get quite a bit of money for it.
You're suggesting that she remove them, or do you want to use those as the final wall?
Well, she thought about that, but then she said, well, I'm just going to paint it because it doesn't match what I got. I said, no. And I'm trying to talk her out of this very seriously, because I said, you know, they don't make that stuff anymore.
Yeah, no, they don't. That's really a very rare find, and I think if you were to sand it and refinish it, you'd have a really lovely wall surface. And even if the color wasn't quite right, I'd rather see you stain it to bring the color closer to what she wants it to be and still have all of that character. Leslie, what do you think?
I mean, it's always so rare to find such beautiful wood in good condition. And I think there's some ways to enhance it, enjoy it, and make it sort of go along with the rest of the decor, whether it's changing the stain slightly on it, adding just sort of a clear coat to just really bring out that graining. You know, I wouldn't be afraid of it. And I'm not afraid to mix different types of woods as well. And then different types of wall features. Of course, you know, you can still hang your art. You can still hang, you know, pieces of fabric or woven items. There's different ways to make it work. And I would hope that she would embrace that.
Looking at it, you know, these boards are 1.5 inches thick. They're not, I said, you know, you could take that thing down and probably have them sawed up even greater and have a lot more wood to work with.
Or just have them planed. You know, you could have them planed and smoothed out. If they come out easy enough, that might be an option. I'd consider that because obviously sanding them when they're vertical is a lot of hard work. But you could take them to a mill and have them planed so that they would basically take just 1/8 inch off the surface and you'd have a perfectly clean new American chestnut surface to work with after that.
Okay, well, I'll just, like I said, I don't know what the stuff is worth, but I've been told it's very valuable.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, you could sell the material, but I think the most value is in this beautiful home that you've given your daughter, and I think it could, it really speaks to the age and the character of the building. So I agree with you. I try to talk her out of it.
All right, well, I thought, I was listening to you all the other week, and I said, man, I'm going to ask you people what y'all think. Yeah, so I guess I'll try to work on her some more.
All right. Well, we're glad you reached out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. This hour, we're going to talk about window films. You know, they're a smart and cost-effective solution to keeping your home cool and comfortable. So up next, we're going to share how they block heat, reduce glare, and protect against UV damage, all while maintaining your view.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at FluidMaster.com. That's FluidMaster.com.
Hide ugly concrete surfaces with Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kits. And this summer, get a $99 deal on kits that cover up to 250 square feet of garage, basement, or warehouse space. The kits include vinyl flakes that you add to the impact-resistant tan or gray glossy surface to create a slip-resistant floor. Get the $99 Die Hard Max kit with free shipping from Lowe's.com or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you enjoy getting tips and tricks right here on the radio, well, then we want you to join us on the Money Pit podcast.
Catch up on past episodes or hear the latest, and it's all 100% free. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
Valerie in Arkansas is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
I have some ceramic tiles on the floor that have cracked, and it's just a hairline crack, but I was wondering if there was a way to repair those or if they have to be completely replaced.
You cannot repair a cracked ceramic tile. Once cracked, it will always be cracked. The question is, can you pop the cracked tile out and replace it? Are additional tiles of the same make available? That could require some research, but if you can't find the exact same tiles, you may have some other options. You could try to replace it with a complementary tile, one that may actually be a decor piece, you know, and kind of stand out on purpose. Or you could look for an area where you have tile that maybe went into a closet or something like that and try to remove that and use that to replace the cracked tile. That's kind of an extreme example of it. But at the least you need to do is to figure out why it cracked, though. And usually that has to do with the floor system and that perhaps it wasn't properly installed to begin with. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I was afraid you were going to answer it that way, though.
Leslie, what are some places Valerie might look for if she was thinking about finding matching tile for an older floor?
It's challenging to find a tile once, especially, it's been discontinued. And also, if you are new to the house and it's an old tile and you just don't know where it is. So say you've got a box. If you're lucky enough to have a box that has something with a manufacturer on it, you can at least reach out to the manufacturer and see. Or maybe you've got, you know, one or two new tiles kicking around. There are a few manufacturers across the United States that you can actually send that tile to, and they'll actually make it for you if they have that glaze in their stock. A couple of them that do that are North Prairie Tile Works there in Minneapolis. But that's going to be a bit on the pricier side. It's going to run around $30 per square foot. So it really depends on how important it is to actually have this tile and to match it. You know, it's tricky. If you can try a couple of architectural salvage yards, maybe you can find something that works. But I do like the idea of popping out a couple of things here and there to sort of make a purposeful pattern and add a detail in that wasn't there before. I think it's a cost-effective way to sort of, you know, keep the integrity of the tile you love but make it new without spending a ton of bucks.
Okay. All right, I'll try that then.
Well, as temperatures rise, a lot of homeowners struggle to manage cooling costs, and window films are one good way to do just that, especially in climates with long cooling seasons like in the South. They're a very smart, cost-effective way to keep your home cool and comfortable.
Yeah, you know, these films are applied directly to the glass surface where they block solar heat gain, they reduce glare, and they protect against ultraviolet UV exposure. But they're also ideal for maintaining your view while preventing that solar heat gain that can drive up your cooling costs. Plus, these films can protect your furniture, your artwork, even the carpeting from fading due to UV exposure, which does happen.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize that, but that's why your furniture fades. It's because of the UV exposure that comes through the windows.
Even the floor.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So to find the best film for your windows, the National Fenestrating Rating Council, that's the NFRC, rates window films. And they provide each window a film energy performance label. This is kind of like we've talked about these guys before when it comes to window glass. It's an independent agency that rates the energy efficiency of the glass. So you can use these labels, just like you would with a window, to compare the films and choose the best option for your home, because it can be confusing.
Yeah, and if you want to stay cool and save on those energy costs, window films are definitely worth considering. If you want some more information, visit the Efficient Window Coverings Collaborative at efficientwindowcoverings.org. The site is supported by the Department of Energy and is going to have all of the details that you need to choose the right window film for your home. Bob in Wisconsin's on the line with a question about adding a patio. How can we help?
Yes, I have a 16 by 20 foot patio, runs the 20 foot length of the house. And what we're thinking about is putting an enclosure on it, but the roof line runs along the patio so that it's sloped down towards the patio. And so the deck, I should say, is on the outside, of course, and we're thinking about enclosing the deck. Is there some way we could enclose that without cutting into the existing roof of the house?
Why are you hesitant to want to not cut into the roof of the house? Because if you think about it, roofs are always naturally intersecting, and if it's done right, it can be done in a very permanent way, so it will not become a leak problem.
Okay. The roof line where it comes down to the deck would be about 8 feet. So I would imagine.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Goldleaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Goldleaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Goldleaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Goldleaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My love to the lake,
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
20, 30, 40 years.
Right. I don't mind the green shower myself. It's my husband minds it more than I do. With my beautiful tropical shower curtain, it looks great. White sink, white toilet. We're good, but, cute. You know.
Yeah, well, I mean, like Leslie said, you can decorate around it, too. There's always an
option.
That's
what we've done. That's definitely what we've done. All right, so that was the main thing. Was it worth it to refinish it? And probably not.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, August is National Curb Appeal Month, and whether you're selling your home or you're planning to stay in yours for a long time, tackling a few key home improvement projects can add beauty and value to your home's exterior. We're going to share DIY options to spruce up those sidewalks, patios, and steps next on the Money Pit.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
We talk a lot about the smart home and smart home devices. And from Google to Samsung to Apple, many of those devices operate in a separate ecosystem. That is, until now. Introducing Matter. Zane Jaffer from Best Buy is an expert on smart home tech.
Matter is actually a new way for smart home products to work together in the home. So this standard isn't a platform, a gadget, or an app. It's essentially a universal language for smart home devices to talk to each other. And it's actually a language that allows the devices to be set up a lot easier. They're more widely compatible. So Matter was designed to be vendor neutral and promote a much larger, broader ecosystem of compatible devices.
More on Matter tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I love learning from CEOs, just like how they start their businesses, hardships that they have to go through, and like the risks that they have to take to be successful, especially since like I'm trying to figure out what I want to do in my life, and like business is really interesting, so learning from someone else is really, I think, beneficial for me.
Catherine, how many brothers and sisters do you have, and where are you in the pecking order?
I'm the oldest of five.
What makes you special or different?
I think just like the leader I am to my family.
Did your mom and dad ask you to do that, or did you just sort of like take that on?
No, I just took it on.
What do you think of that personality trait, the fact that Catherine's taken the lead with her brothers and sisters?
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm, phones, mm-hmm, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm,
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-511-3535.
That's 800-511-3535.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta.
800-511-3535.
Write it down.
800-511-3535.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
There's a concerted effort from globalist elites to chip away at the all-important rights protected by the First Amendment. Can they get away with it? And what protections are in place? these questions answered on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
Two military veterans received a mortgage-free home in a community in Gastonia, North Carolina that is focused on American patriotism. Army Sergeant Peter Clark and Army Specialist Kelly Clark received the home from the 1776 Community and Building Homes for Heroes. The home is located in 1776 Gastonia, a community for people 55 and over. It will be governed by a homeowners association, and residents will follow a set of specific standards, which include pledging allegiance to the flag and displaying the American flag at the front of their home.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
You have more wealth than your neighbor, and they don't have a clue. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Don't get into this vicious cycle of trying to compete with people on social media or people you live near with material items. If you're putting money away, you can take advantage of those opportunities throughout your life. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, August is National Curb Appeal Month, and whether you are selling your home or you're living in it for a long time, tackling a few key home improvement projects can add beauty and definitely value to your home's exterior. And one area that we've been focused on are our concrete surfaces. For example, porches, walkways, pool surrounds, they're hard to clean, and then they can often end up looking dirty and worn.
Well, that's right. The services like these are actually easy to update with the wide selection of products available through Deich Coatings. With us to run through the options is Peter Deich, the president, and I call him the chief innovator at Deich Coatings. Welcome, Peter. I think innovator is the right word. I mean, it totally comes to mind when I consider that your company's been specializing in stone-based coatings since, like, I think 1990. And you guys have developed dozens of low VOC, non-toxic stone-based coating formulas that work and work really well. I think you were way ahead of the curve on that. I mean, we weren't even talking about low VOC way back then.
I think stone is the main part of it. We like the naturalness of stone and the hardness. And really, I mean, if you've got an exterior surface area that you want to make safer and just make, you know, look good and timeless, what better thing than actually using stone rather than simply painting?
Well, I think a lot of people get confused or get nervous and think that working with stone is a far more complicated project than it actually is, so they just don't.
You're right, and actually the way this works is we've taken the stone, but we've worked it into a formulation that is easy to apply with either a roller, for instance, which will give you a very characteristic, very attractive stone surface that also has very good anti-slip characteristics, or also something like Spread Rock, which is a great product that we have, extremely popular, which is a granulated, speckled granite finish that you actually put on with a squeegee from a standing position or with a trowel if you are comfortable using a trowel. But, you know, we believe in completely resurfacing what's there instead of just painting it. And that way you literally have a whole new substrate that you can walk on for years. And that's just going to look like $1 million in front of your home.
Now, Spread Rock is unique in that it's a granite coating, but it doesn't behave like the granite we're familiar with. And I'm talking about countertops. You use a granite countertop these days, and, man, it gets stained pretty darn quickly from tomato sauce or coffee or oil or whatever.
Yep.
But these coatings, that just doesn't happen to them. They're really, really durable. They look just like the real thing because they are the real thing. They're just engineered to be water-resistant and impact-resistant and weather-resistant and so on. Right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. And I mean, you know, regardless of where you live, whether it's, you know, in the south, we've got a lot of UV, that hammers away at surfaces, or especially even in the north portion of the country, you've got salt, you've got snow. You need to clear away that snow. That means shoveling. That means using, you know, snow blowers and whatnot. The whole idea here is it has to live with you. It needs to survive. It needs to be there for a lot of years. And that's the beauty of stone. It's tough, and it stands up, and it looks timeless. And if it's something that you can do easily as a do-it-yourselfer or a professional, you know, that's really the ticket. And that's why spread rock is so popular. It's beautiful looking, and it's surprisingly easy to put down.
Now, what if you have areas outside the home? I know we've been talking about, you know, pool surrounds. These areas tend to have a lot of water. They can be more slick. Are there additives, or do the coatings already have an anti-slip technology built into it?
They do, but depending on the kind of finish that you are applying, you would then, you know, generally all of our finishes, you're going to finish them off with a sealer of some kind. And we have sealers for different uses. Like we have a sealer that you would use in your garage if you want a nice stone floor in your garage. We have a garage and driveway sealer. If you're doing outdoors around a pool surround or on a walkway or a porch and steps where you don't want to slip and fall, we've got something called TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, which pairs beautifully with spread rock. And you just roll that down, and it adds very, very good slip resistance. So you get the beauty of the stone, but you also get something that's going to keep out the water, that's not going to stain, and that's going to give you some additional slip resistance to keep you and your family safe.
Peter, let's talk about the prep, because I know that's really key to doing a good job with these products. What's involved in getting a surface ready for spread rock or one of your other stone-based finishes?
Mostly, it's pressure washing. If you do only one thing, one of the most important things really that you do is pressure wash. That means, you know, effectively blasting the dirt out of the pores of that concrete so that when you apply the stone coating over top, it's going to anchor in. It's going to lock in, and it's going to stay there, and it's going to stay there for years. So pressure wash, number one, make sure the surface is clean. Number two, if there's a lot of pitting, let's say you have a garage floor and you want to redo your floor, you don't want to have a lot of indentations or pitting in that surface that might be able to transmit through the final decorative finish that you apply. So you may want to use something called rock patch that we have, which is a premixed stone patch and leveling compound that's ready to go. And you just spread it on. It fills those holes. It's super hard. There's no cement required, no mixing required. You make that floor nice and smooth, and then you apply whatever you want on top. And it also helps to ensure that the decorative coating you apply is just going to go further, because now you're not filling holes and texture. You're putting it over a smooth surface. And I tell you, the transformation is just out of this world. And it's really very easy to do. And the whole idea is this needs to be something that anyone can do with basically almost no skill at all. It's simple, and you just roll it on or you spread it on. And it dries really quick, and before you know it, you've got a completely different surface, and it's going to last.
And spread rock granite stone coating is available in 7 different colors. It resists water. It resists impact. It's weather-resistant, abrasion-resistant. It stands up to mold and mildew and chemicals and even heat. And it's made, again, of 100% real stone, thanks to the innovation of the team at Deich Coatings. Peter Deich, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Congratulations on your continued success as an innovator of granite and stone-based coatings for all sorts of surfaces. As you know, Peter, we're friends off the air, and you recently helped me tackle a countertop in a home that we were renovating with the Marble Dream product, and it just got done. It looks amazing, and we're just so thankful to have those products to use.
It's our pleasure, and we had the maestro doing it, you know. I mean, you know what you're doing, but the beauty is you don't need to be a Tom Kreutler. You can be just a regular DIY, and you're going to get a great result. But I thank you very much for the compliment. Truly appreciate it, and I'm so glad you're happy.
Peter Deich from Deich Coatings. The website, by the way, is deichcoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. Check it out. Look at all of Peter's amazing products. I'm sure there are some products there that you could use around your home, especially as we enter National Curb Appeal Month. Thanks, Peter.
Coming up, did you love playing with building blocks as a kid? Well, now you can use that same creativity to build a wide array of outdoor features, including an outdoor kitchen. We're going to explain when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO.
Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-242-7565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
And the design makes construction really easy, even for a beginner.
Yeah, and just like those building blocks from our childhood, they offer endless creativity. You can mix and match different sizes and shapes to customize your space exactly how you want it. And they can even be used for traditional paver projects like patios, walls, and landscape borders.
Rumblestone wall blocks provide both strength and aesthetic appeal, ensuring your projects stand the test of time. To find a Pavestone retailer near you, visit pavestone.com.
All right, now we're heading out to Kansas where Tom has a question about decking. What can we do for you today?
Yes, we bought a place at the lake, and the deck, it's a wooden deck, and we're going to seal it. What's the best way to seal it and prep the wood for that?
Okay, so is the wood in pretty good structural condition? Is it are there a lot of checks and cracks in it now? Did it have an old finish on it?
I believe it was sealed before, but I believe it's been a while. The flooring of it at the one end, we have a tin roof on the top, but it does drip on it out at the end, and it's not rotted or nothing, but you can see there's a little bit of mold, green stuff, you know, from the water.
Okay. Well, you've got to clean it thoroughly, and you've got to remove any loose finish. And if you can wire brush it or sand it just to kind of get the dead wood off the surface of it, sometimes you get a little degradation at the surface of the wood. That would be helpful as well. And that's really all you got to do to prep it. And at that point, you're going to have to determine what you want to put on it. Now, you say sealing, but I would recommend a stain. Stain, there's two different levels of that. There's semi-transparent and solid color. It's also transparent, but I think semi-transparent or solid color are your options. And I would opt for solid color always because it has more pigment in it and it lasts longer. And if you put the solid color stain on it, that has the effect of sealing and protecting the deck if you use a good quality stain. And it's still going to let the grain show through. So prep it properly, follow the label directions, and then apply a solid color stain. Now, it's not paint. It is stain, but it's called solid color stain. If you have any questions about what it's going to look like, then just start in perhaps on a step or somewhere that's small area where it's not very visible so you can get confidence in it. But I think you'll like the way it'll come out.
Okay. Well, that was my question. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to talk about redecorating a kid's room. They're super fun projects. It really is a great creative adventure for you and your kid. We're going to share three things that can help make your project a success next.
You live in a money pit.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047.
Diversity, equity, inclusion in our education system is poisoning young minds to hate America. As a professor of political science, I can assure you this toxic curriculum will destroy our country. I'm Nicholas Giordano, higher education fellow at Campus Reform, and I've had a front row seat to the anti-American push in our education system through DEI.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I want the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.